The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Welcome to episode 40 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking about the hottest K-topics, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you use the hashtag How You At You, or you can follow us on socials at How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics. So this is where we're going to give you a rundown of the hottest K news that's happened over the past week or so. So Shanice, what's been going on?
So yes, let me tell you about three stories, girl. So
oh my gosh. First,
we're going to be talking about BTS. And Okay. Basically, the headline is BTS and fans are accused of making charts useless. Child, I'm already over this. Anyway, an article written by music site Stereogum debates about the state of the music charts and BTS's Billboard chart successes, basically saying that the pop music charts are essentially useless.
Oh.
The author, Tom Brehan, I think that's how you pronounce it, talks about the successes of Dynamite, Savage Love remix with Jason Derulo, Life Goes On, and now their recent number one, Butter. Quote, Butter made it to number one almost entirely based on the sales of discounted digital singles. Butter did get a lot of streams. It didn't get as much as any of the three most popular songs from Olivia Rodrigo's debut album. So Butter, like the big BTS hits that precedes it, sits at number one right now, mostly because BTS have effectively mobilized their tireless fan army. He does talk about BTS not being the only artists benefiting from fans' dedication. So he talks about 6ix9ine and Travis Scott weaponizing their self-aware fan bases to push unremarkable, unmemorable singles to number one. His words, not mine. They did this by, you know, merch bundles, etc. Although Brehan does not deny BTS's talent or accomplishments, which kind of, you know, contradicts itself, but we go on, he feels their fans' organized efforts are making charts less accurate. And then this is another quote, organic popularity once was the driving force behind pop music, barely feels like it exists anymore. Instead, the pop charts are turning into a battlefield of warring stan armies. Of course, a lot of the response of fans flocked to Twitter to discuss this, me included, mainly disagreeing. And I just personally think that this is hate towards BTS at this point, because music business charts, whatever,
is based
they've never been organic. Let's go back to listen, you can even take Dreamgirls as an example. I know that's fictional, yeah, but you have labels paying DJs to spin their tracks, so it's in circulation. Even before the whole streaming era, there's been fans that would go out and they will buy 10 physical copies of the same single, the same album. That's not quote unquote organic. So I just feel like once BTS are now, you know, playing the game, now it's a problem. It's an issue. And that acting like BTS have just popped up out of nowhere, which you can argue that this Olivia Rodrigo girl, I'm sorry, like she's talented or whatever, but there's some industry plant business going on. I'm just throwing it out there. BTS have been around for what, 8 years? They've been putting in the work. I feel like as much as people like to rag on and diss armies or whatever, I feel like this is the most organic, because at the end of the day, it's not like no one knows who BTS are or no one knows who BTS fans are and they're always getting number ones and you could be like, this don't make no sense. People generally love them.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you, and I feel like it's quite sad that this conversation keeps coming round, because once again, things charting and whatever's trending or most popular is just based on whatever people consuming the most, right? It doesn't mean that it's going to fit your personal taste, or it's going to be the best song ever. But if you're trying to say that their achievements or their fame and their hype and how active their fans are is kind of fake, or I don't know, it's like a very weird statement for him to make, especially using the example of the Olivia girl, who's very new to the industry as far as I'm aware, because I know that she was on Disney's remake of High School Musical, and then she had the something driving song, and then she's had a few other, that one. But like, I don't, it just seems a bit weird. And there are so many industry plants, especially in the West, and then you have groups like BTS who get organic reach and engagement and dedication from fans, and then you're sort of trying to penalize them for their success. It's all a bit,
it's so stupid. And it kind of reminds me of, do you remember I'm sorry, I know, I feel like I bring up Nicki Minaj a lot in this podcast, but do you remember she was doing like the whole Queen Radio thing, and like she was really angry at Travis Scott because I think Queen went to number 2 and his album was number 1, and I think the only not disregarding Travis Scott and his successes, but the push for it was he had his tour, and then in his merch bundles as well, you buy the album yeah. as well, which is like another album sale. And then I think the tour, I don't know if it came with an album as well. And then obviously Kylie was promoting it.
Yeah.
And said, oh, she's going to bring Stormy on the tour, which then, because of Kylie's popularity as well. And when she was saying this, people were looking at her like she's crazy. No. And the thing is, as I said, going back to BTS, as soon as they start playing the game, it's a problem. Why? We've never had this conversation many years ago.
But
you never had this conversation when 6ix9ine is number 1, where like he is problematic AF.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, there are so many problematic people. There are so many problematic people that get like they can just do whatever they want. But a lot of those people, they're like paying for a ton of stuff. Sometimes they even fabricate views and streams and things like that. Whereas we don't know the business side of what happens in Hype and Big Hit and everything, and what Big Hit does to prepare for comebacks and stuff. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the pushing for BTS's comebacks and just what they do in general are from their fans.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're getting like genuine people's opinions about something, like I understand if, oh, we don't see much like fan interaction online and they seem to always be trending, so something's not adding up. But if you crunch the numbers, it all adds up.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean you have to like them. It doesn't mean that they make your kind of music or every song's going to be your kind of song, but you can't deny what they're doing.
Another point that this author made as well was like, oh, Butter and Dynamite sound very similar, whatever. And I'm just like, really, truly, they don't. And secondly, okay, yeah, they could be like cousins, right? In terms of similarity, right? But it's like, okay, if something works, why would you then go, Dynamite works. You know what? Let me throw out a hip-hop track. That doesn't make no damn sense. So take it to social media. If you're posting a particular picture and everyone likes pictures of your kneecaps, why would you start taking pictures of your elbows? It doesn't make any sense. It's like every time, like, BTS 5, it's like, this is weird. That's suspicious. No, it's not. Let us know what you guys think as well, because we would love to know, because we can talk about this for ages. So moving on, Ravi apologizes to Red Velvet regarding a new song, and he's planning to remove this particular song from music sites. So on the 3rd of June, VIX member Ravi released his album titled Roses, which included a song titled Red Velvet. Many expressed discomfort at the lyrics, such as, I think I actually have the lyrics. I'll read them to you real quick. So these are the lyrics that were causing uproar. I take a bite out of a red velvet. I can't hold it back anymore. Stop testing me. I take a bite out of red velvet because I know you love me. Take a bigger bite. Drip, it's dangerous. Push that hat down for me. Flip, babe. Turn around. Show me your back, babe. Girl, don't choke. Continuing. You and I shouldn't be in the same room by ourselves. I got no place else to go. Round and round we go. Dum, 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 dum. I think there's like, okay, so that's just like a quote from one of the lyrics that caused uproar. Also in the songs, there's lyrics that refer to Red Velvet song titles. So Dum, 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 As You Heard, and Russian Roulette. And there's also lyrics that include wordplay with the names of group of the Red Velvet group members as well. Okay, so there was a lot of people that were like upset about it, especially I think Ravi collaborated with one of the members. I think it was Yuri, I think, on a track, but I could be wrong. But anyway, he did release a statement on the 4th. I'll just basically summarize what the statement is because I'm not reading that. He basically apologizes to Red Velvet and the agency staff, and he did say that he directly apologized to them as well through a phone call. He apologizes to his fans and that his apology in his eyes was a bit late. He also said that he'll be reflecting and that he shouldn't be so careless and that he didn't think it would cause such discomfort to many people. Quote, this was a song aiming to express a sweet and bright energy, but because of a particular group was mentioned, I think I hold responsibility as a person who wrote the lyrics for the emotion felt by the artists and their fans. As a result, he is removing the song from all music sites, and he says to just bear with him as the process may take some time. So, yeah. I think, unpopular opinion. I think it's a wordplay situation in the sense of, you know, Red Velvet is not just the group, it's the flavour, the cake or whatever. I think maybe if he wrote the song and then if he did send it, if he does have a close relationship with Yuri or whoever, if he did send this to SM or whatever and they had a look, I don't know if he would have got a response because I don't know how things work.
Yeah.
But if they were fine with it, he could have flowed with it. I don't know. I feel like sometimes, I don't know how I feel about it because I can see where people are a bit outraged, but at the end I'm like, are people reaching? Because it could have just been like, I don't think he was talking about Red Velvet, the group. Okay, yes, he does reference their title tracks and okay, he mentions members. But I just feel like it was more of like a wordplay situation.
Yeah, I do agree with that. I feel as though him being an artist that's been in the industry for a while, you know how things work out there. So you would just check in somehow, or at least like even your team, I think, would suggest something like that if you know like certain things can be sensitive. Because I think if that happened in the West, like if we think of examples like, I don't know, Nicki and Drake, they might wordplay or like have like wild, playful comments about each other. But it's what's sort of acceptable in the West is maybe different.
But I guess with the whole Nicki and Drake thing, I think it's different because they have a close relationship.
So I guess, what I'm saying it's different, is
if they don't have one, if you don't have a close relationship, so you should have reached out. Okay, and we can even take the Kanye West Famous song, right? So I think in the video, there's like realistic mannequins or dummies of like famous people or whatever. And I think there was like a clip from like the Kardashians like years ago. I think he had like a line referencing Taylor Swift. And he actually called her and was like, oh, this is what I say. Is that fine? And she's like, yeah, that's cool. Even though years later, she did backtrack, but it's like, you did say it was fine at the time.
Yeah, it was like just checking in,
It's just the whole checking in thing. But then I guess, as you said, it's a different society, so I don't know. But his apology seems genuine, and I guess he just has to be more careful. Minzy is making a comeback! So on the 6th of June, 21 member Minzy's, you know, Minzy. So her agency, MZ Entertainment, which I think is her agency, released a statement announcing her comeback in July. MZ Entertainment revealed that Minzy has been working hard preparing a new single album, which is scheduled to be released in July. Following its release, it's also said that she will be actively promoting this single album. The agency also teased that this single album is going to have a vibrant song that is perfect for summer. So that's Hot Topics. Hot Topics. if there's any stories that stood out to you that you want to comment on, then, you know, hit us up or whatever. We can converse and all of that. I'm moving on to our next segment called Say What? Where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, hot tea, and now games. Ooh. You can send that all to our email, howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. So, Shay, take it away.
Thank you. So our very first unpopular opinion for today is, to be honest, the whole BTS McDonald's meal thing is so beeping stupid. And I don't get the hype. And some of y'all take it too seriously. It's scary.
I low-key agree. But I don't think this is like an army issue. I feel like a fan issue, because I saw the same thing when Travis Scott had his meal.
Mm.
Because I can understand the hype if it was like completely new products. Like it was like the Jimin burger, which is nowhere else on the menu. Or the only thing that's different is basically the dips.
Dips. And isn't there, I might be making this up. I saw like promo of like a purple drink or something.
I don't know about the drink. Because I swear this meal was meant to come with a Sprite. So I don't know where a purple drink came into this.
I don't know.
But I could be wrong. So basically, the only original thing is the dips. And maybe you get a purple bag, because I was hyping about this purple bag, which is not even purple. It's just brown with bits of purple.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let's be real.
Some people just got McDonald's back.
And like they're proper bits about it, but it's just nuggets and fries. And you can hold up the sauce to the TikTok filter and you can see pictures of BTS eating fries or whatever.
I did not know that.
But whatever makes you happy. I agree with this person, it's very stupid, but it's BTS in it.
Yeah, I think what annoyed me about, like, I feel as though having a meal, like, the actual idea of a BTS meal is super cool, because, like, obviously, their fans do a lot for them, so it's cool, whatever. But what annoyed me was seeing, like, clips, especially on TikTok, of, I don't know if all of them are ARMY, but fans going to McDonald's and playing, like, Dynamite.
No.
At the drive-in.
I just thought it was a meme.
The amount of people that done it. They'll be like, you know what I'm here for, and then play Dynamite. I would quit on the spot.
I guess there was a few Travis Scott fans that did this where they will play the beginning of Sicko Mode.
Okay.
Like, oh, you know what I'm here for. And I'm like, meh! And it's just like, okay. But I feel like they weren't that serious about it. They just knew it was a joke. Mm-hmm. So like, I can't comment on that because I personally haven't seen that. I've just seen like jokey things, like
the ones I saw were not jokes.
Damn.
And I think I saw one video and like a girl got angry because they wouldn't give her like the BTS bag. They just gave her a normal bag.
Oh gosh, you're gonna throw it at me.
When I tell you, I don't know. I think the funniest TikTok I saw on this subject of the BTS meal was like some McDonald's staff, and they were like laughing, saying like when someone's rude to them and they give them like a regular bag instead of the BTS bag. Okay, so our next unpopular opinion is there should be a limit to how many comebacks a group can do each year. Ducks to cover. Don't worry, I don't think anyone's gonna do anything to you.
It's okay, sweetie. I think your
opinion okay.
is quite mild. It's fine.
Yeah,
we got you. Leave this person alone. That's interesting. I don't really hate the amount of comebacks people have.
Yeah, maybe.
Whether that's like 2,500 or if that's the only thing I have when it's not enough.
Yeah.
So when it's like one comeback, Blackpink, and it's like they have only 7 songs, then it's like you're not giving what you should have gave. Maybe when there should be a limit, maybe there should be like a minimum.
Because I don't think I've ever been like, oh my gosh, this X group or X artist keeps having comebacks, I'm usually like, oh, like, where are they?
For me, it's not about the amount of comebacks, it's how that particular comeback is promoted, like if the promotion time is valid.
Because like sometimes there'll be groups and they've had like a whole comeback and I had no idea. And then our last unpopular opinion is most concepts done today are just rehashes of each other. There's not much diversity as there used to be.
Yeah, I kind of agree. But like I've said this before.
Yeah.
There's certain, I'm not going to single groups or artists out, but there's certain groups, they kind of merge into one. They could swap songs and I wouldn't know that they swapped songs. I feel like they tried to cover this with the flashy MVs and the flashy stages and this extra choreography that sometimes at the end of the day is just extra. The song itself is just, if I had to just listen to the song with my eyes closed, weren't able to perform it, I wouldn't be able to see your face, the stage, I'm just gonna be like, didn't they release this before, or didn't XYZ just released this song? Like, as I said previously, I feel like there's a lot of groups that don't have their unique colour.
Not yet. Yeah, I would agree with that to some extent. And I guess we've covered this on like previous episodes. Me back in the day, like if you were talking to like 2015, 2014 Shay, I was listening to K-pop all day, every day. Whereas now I might have like the odd few songs on my playlist. Because I also find, and it isn't all groups, and maybe I'm not digging deep enough because I don't listen to like albums. I might listen to the title track and hear a track from the album, and hear a track from the album like by chance. But I find like a lot of songs, and it isn't all groups or all artists, I'm not going to say any names, but some of them are just like very loud.
Yes, noise music.
Yeah, this isn't for me. I hope it's for someone, but sometimes it's just noise.
Do you think as us, because do you think we're just spoiled now in terms of K-pop, it's very accessible now, whereas before you have to go down the alleys and wait 2 weeks for translations?
I don't know, because I don't know, even though like life wasn't as easy back in the day, I don't know, I just feel like it was giving something different to what it was giving. And maybe I'm not listening to other tracks, because obviously title tracks are typically just the songs that are gonna be very popular or very catchy, so maybe I'm not listening to enough albums in their entirety.
But the thing is, in your defense as well, the title track is meant to somewhat entice you to want to listen to the rest of the album.
Yeah.
Otherwise, what's the point? And also, I think a lot of it's down to, I don't know if like the pandemic has had like its hands in it as well. I'm feeling like very disconnected with the live shows as well.
Yeah.
So I feel like I used to watch a lot of performances, and sometimes when like a group or an artist, they may perform like a B-side track that might make me want to, you know, listen to more of their album. Whereas now I'm kind of like you, it's kind of like if I stumble upon it, then yeah, but I'm not going to go out my way to.
That's the end of Say What. So if you have any unpopular opinion stories or dilemmas or requests that you guys want us to look into or read on the show, please feel free to send them to haluti@gmail.com or drop us a DM on socials. And now it's time for On the Radar. So this one means,
girl. It's not.
Is it not?
No. We gotta reply.
This, yeah.
So I'll take it from here, girl.
Okay, go on.
So if you guys remember, why am I talking in a weird accent? So if you guys remember a couple episodes ago, it was called My Cousin is a Career Boo or something along those lines. Go check that out. So basically we got a dilemma and she said that her cousin is a career boo. She created fake like Asian Instagram accounts. She can still play into this idea that she's half Korean. Very much she's fully white because her cousin is the one that wrote in. And with one of these fake Asian Instagram accounts that she created, she started catfishing this girl that she knew, but they're not friends like that. So she didn't know how to go about it. So if you want more information, I suggest just go and listen to that episode. So this person that we've decided to call Lucy, she decided to write back to us. So this is her response, and we'll basically react to the response. Unfortunately, we did try to do this with Tasha, but technical difficulties. So Lucy, she actually did hear this, and we'll say what she said about this at the end. But anyway, she writes, "Hey guys, and Tasha, if you're able to make it back, I really didn't expect my letter to be read. I was shocked. This probably wasn't the response you were expecting, but the girl my cousin was slash is catfishing actually heard the episode and inboxed me, and she asked if I had written into the show. She said she had kind of felt it was a catfish as she was scrolling through TikTok and the guy she was meant to be talking to came upon her For You page with a different name, different Instagram, and he lives in America. She said she discovered this about 2 weeks ago prior to hearing the letter read out, and she did her own investigations with the Instagram page. She seemed hurt at first, but she said she's going to use the adrenaline to help take my cousin down. But honestly, I know she's a mess and I love her, so I don't think I would take her down publicly. As I said before, I was blocked on Instagram, so I thought instead of blasting my cousin on the internet, I would pay my aunt a visit and try and talk to her at my aunt's house. Unfortunately, she wasn't in, so instead I told my aunt the situation. My aunt actually laughed, but I feel like she was embarrassed. I don't want to go too into things, but a lot of things are happening in my cousin's household at the moment. So this is another reason why I wouldn't take it to the internet out of respect for my aunt and uncle. My aunt suggests that I speak to her first, and if she doesn't come clean and tell people the truth and change, then I can do what needs to be done. I decided with the consent from my aunt to give her a month. If she doesn't delete her Instagrams, tell people the truth, then my aunt, the girl that she catfished, and myself have planned to gather people where we invite all her closest friends to force her to speak the truth. A catfish will also be present. The catfish has decided to still play along until then, so we can keep an eye on her socials, but hopefully this will be her wake-up call. Hopefully she doesn't listen to this podcast, otherwise I am screwed. But if she is, I hope this gives her a heads up so she can change without my initial push. Thanks again for making me laugh, Lucy.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. We are basically saying this is an amazing idea.
Yeah.
We want to be present. Zoom us in. Tasha says the same thing. Zoom us in. Yeah, we just feel like this is a genius idea. And we're quite upset that we didn't think about this ourselves. But on a serious note, she needs some sort of therapy, some talk to. I don't want to diagnose people, so let me retract that statement. But there's obviously something missing. So hopefully after you have that initial talk with her, that you won't have to do the, as much as we'll be entertained by it. At the end of the day, this is, as I think Tasha said this as well, this is your real life. This is her real life. So hopefully, whether she listens to this or whether you talk to her as well, that from that point, she can iron things out. I just feel like if you have this conversation with her, as much as, you know, we're like upset and outraged that, you know, she's using someone else's race as a costume, essentially.
Yeah, that's a serious thing.
That your words can get to her and she fully understands. And I think another thing that Tasha said was, how does your aunt feel that she's basically not even your aunt, your uncle, because you said you're related to the cousin on her father's side. Like, how does your uncle feel that she's basically disregarding your heritage?
There's a lot to break down.
I'd be so upset if my future child or even like family member was just like, yeah, I'm this, and I'm like, no, you're not.
just be who you are. Like, it's not like, especially if you don't have to experience the struggles that these people of color that you're claiming to be experience, and you just sort of want the glitz and the glams and the cuteness of it. That's not
it's very disrespectful.
It is.
But yeah, that's it. What if you want to send any of your dilemmas, hot tea, stories, games, I don't know, pictures of your cat, then send it to our email, howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. If it is a dilemma, I will say send it to our email. But if it's like an unpopular opinion, you can still send it. But we don't mind if it's in the DMs. But our DMs are a bit messy.
Yeah.
So.
But we'll try. So now it's time for On the Radar. And this is where me and Shanice are going to give you a rundown of whatever we've been listening to, watching, or anything we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
This is not necessarily new, but I've just been rinsing NCT Dream's Hot Sauce. Because it bangs. And I've really been rinsing Taemin's Advice because it bangs. And the way he just dances and moves his body, it's like, it's just art. It's literally art. But the thing is that I'm looking forward to that I haven't watched is EXO's new MV. Mm-hmm. I think it's called Don't Fight the Feeling. Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what I'm looking forward to.
Oh, nice. For me, on my radar, I actually watched EXO's music video earlier. Almost cried. It was too much. I wasn't ready. So go watch it or listen to it. I think it was just weird to see everyone again. It feels like it's been forever. When was their last comeback even?
2019, I have no idea. 2019, I think.
Jesus. Yeah, but everyone's there. Lay even made a little cameo. Then they done like their SM CGI witchcraft and they were all on screen at the same time at one point. And I was like, okay, come through. But yeah, and I think that, and I think that's all that's been on my radar. There's probably other stuff, but I can't remember right now. But yes, NCT in general. Life update. I think I'm whatever TXT call their fans. I don't know what they call their fans. I
can't remember what their fandom name is. I can't remember.
But I have such a deep desire to bark in concert.
Girl, okay, we're ending this here.
No, bark within reason is part of the chorus. I'm just like, I think it's like, what is the song? Like Cat and Dog or something?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but you're just saying that just... It's very wild.
Yeah, out of context. I know how this looks. But, you know, that song goes so hard. I don't know. I just love TXT in general. I don't know their vibes. Beautiful gowns. They're doing the do's. So, yeah.
And that's the end of the show. Thank you so much for listening to How You At You.
And remember that you can send any of your unpopular opinions, stories, dilemmas, or requests to howyoutea@gmail.com.
Yes. Also, don't forget to follow us on social media at How You At You. On Twitter and Instagram. I've been Shanice from K-Pop Box. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok at K-Pop Box _.
Yes, and I've been Shay from the K-Way. You can follow me on Instagram at the K-Way _100 and then find everything else from there.
Yes. And until next time, we will
holla at you. Bye.
Bye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.